distant hill. Our greatest shame, three crosses stand, and one bears my name. But on that cross, there hangs a lamb.
This is an account of the events surrounding the Passion of our Lord, events that occurred in the distant past in a far-off land. We have come together to remember things that should never be forgotten, to bring into clear view a portrait that may have drifted out of focus, to confront a haunting silhouette. We will revisit a timeless story that seems to have occurred too long ago on a hill too far away. Yet we remember the cross. Without the cross, there is no life. Without the cross, there is no faith. Without the cross, there is no song. Jesus, the Son of God, died on a wooden cross on a rocky hillside in human history for the sins of the world. You and I were not there to see it or hear it, but God saw it. And through his chosen apostles, this is what he told us of the last week of the earthly ministry of Christ. It is Sunday. The children of God have come to the holy city from throughout the world to celebrate Passover. In the midst of Roman oppression, there is a sense of joy and anticipation in Jerusalem. Multitudes have gathered on the walkways and streets of this ancient metropolis. In the distance, voices can be heard. A disturbance in the crowd gives way to a chorus of cheers. A lone figure riding on a donkey is led through the teeming crowd. The excitement is contagious. Jesus enters Jerusalem to the shouts and adulation of his people. Who could ever have imagined what this week would hold?